Good morning.
Hey, thank you for doing such a great job of bringing the offering down. I know, I already put one in. You want another one? I like your style. That's good. Fantastic. Okay. All right, I'm going to show you three things, and you may not think they have much to do with each other, but hopefully I can tie them all together. Okay. What's this?
Strawberry.
Woo, very good. Would you like that strawberry? Okay, all right. It's a big one. You might be able to share it. Okay. Do you know what? Okay, that's one thing. What's this? An orange. All right. Let's put that right in there. That's an orange. That's not just any orange. I'll tell you about that. And then what's this right here? Yeah. Would anybody here like my cell phone? Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. Do you know what all those three things are? Those are things that have made me happy this week, and some of them today. I had strawberries this morning. How is it? I had orange. I had not just any orange. Wherever that orange is going, that's not just any orange. That is an orange from the Leukert's tree, and it makes the best orange juice. And I also got a phone call. So that orange juice made me really happy, and if you've had it, you know. And I got a phone call on that phone from a friend of mine this week, and we went to high school together. But we weren't all, I mean, we knew each other, but we became much better friends when we went to college. And I thought he was calling me about something else, but he was really just calling to say that he was glad I went to that college because he was appreciative of all the fun times we had, and he was really, it was a neat call. I didn't expect it, and he was glad that we had been, got to be good friends there. Woo! Well, this is not a story about how great I am. It's a story about how great God is. God brought all those three things into my week this week. He brought food, fruit that tasted so good, made me happy, and he gives us friends. And it's about how great our God is. So, can you guys think of something that God has done for you this week that is great? You guys have any ideas about what God has done for you that made you happy this week? Really? Okay, idea? What?
He brought my dad safely back from Las Vegas.
Oh, fantastic. How'd that make you feel?
Cool, because I got to see him again.
Yeah.
He only comes at night.
Okay. Yes.
He brought me to church this week.
He brought you to church. How'd it make you feel?
It made me feel happy.
Oh, that's so great. I'm happy too. Do you know why we're here today? We're not here to get dressed up. We're not here to look at somebody else and see if they got dressed up or not. We're really here at church so that we can worship God. God does lots of great things for us. And when we come to church, we get reminded of how many great things he does. Do you know that he made you?
Yeah.
Do you know that he saved you?
Yeah.
Do you know that he forgives you?
Yeah.
Well, all right. What does that make you feel?
Happy.
Happy. There's a word in that. It's called hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. How happy are you? Let's hear it.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly right. And when we learn how much we mean to God, look up at that cross back there. If you guys ever wonder how much you mean to God, think about what he went through for you. And you really mean a lot to God. Just like I thought when I ate that strawberry, I must really mean something to God because he gave me something that tastes good just for me to enjoy. What's great about that is, once we learn what God has done for us, we can respond, and we can decide to show God how much he means to us. And then when he said, in the same way I've loved all you guys, now go love other people like that, we can look around and see if there's anyone else that we can let them know how much they mean to us. And that's what my buddy did for me this week when he called. So that's why we come. We come to worship to remember what God has done, how much we mean to him, and show him how much he means to us. And then as we go away, we can get ideas about letting other people know that they matter to us too. That's why we come. All right. And sometimes you get a strawberry to eat.
Yeah.
All right. Let's stand up and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for loving us more than we can ever thank you for. But we're going to try. And we're going to be so grateful for all the many ways. Some of them are really big, and some of them are as small as a strawberry. But we're so grateful for the things that you do that let us know that we matter to you. Help us to make you as important to in our lives as you should be, and to show your love to others. Thanks for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.